بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها، صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, or mothers and sisters, and others listening at home over the receiver, purification of the soul, which we term as tazkiyah, it is extremely important for every single one of us. Whether the person is male or female, whether he is an alim, she is an alima, whether he is a mufti, whether he is a hafiz of the Quran, whether he is a tahajjud guzar, whether he is a haji sahab, or he makes umrah every year, he gives a lot of charity. Every single one of us has to purify his soul. This is tazkiyah, when a person has to purify his soul. Now the entire process of tazkiyah we have explained many times previously, and inshallah we will explain some other time again. But for now I want to emphasize the importance of having that worry and that concern that I need to purify myself. You see, the nafs, when it is in the state of nafsul ammara, that means the nafs keeps on commanding the person and prompting the person all the time towards evil, to commit sin, to do evil, commit zina, cast lustful glances at haram, touch haram, speak haram, make ghiba, backbite, carry tales, use vulgar language, be obscene, have immorality, have bihaya'i, modesty, keep on committing sin. The person's whole life becomes one of ghaflat, complete heedlessness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is ghafil of Allah. The person enjoys committing sin. He gains some type of lazzat. Lazzat means pleasure. A person eats an ice cream, he gains some lazzat, some pleasure. Some nice delicious food, he gains some lazzat. Like that, this nafs causes the person to commit so much of sins, and each time he is gaining some type of lazzat, some type of enjoyment. So the more and more enjoyment he gets, or she gets, now the person looks forward to committing the sin again. Within himself, within herself, now they begin to plan the next event, the next party of this nature, the next haram incident or episode or sin we're going to commit. We enjoyed this one. It brought us so much of pleasure. So we are looking forward to the next time we're going to commit that sin. And if while the person was so excited to commit that sin, suddenly there was some obstacle. The weather was bad. And because of inclement weather, now the person or the persons could not enjoy that sin. They could not go out. They could not commit that sin. The person becomes upset, angry. That all my plans are spoiled. Or whatever other obstacle comes, somebody passes away, or the person has no transport, whatever it may be. So what happens now? The person enjoys committing sins. And the person programs and makes some plans, and he programs, I will do this, I will do that. He or she now gains azadi, freedom. Freedom of committing sins. Why? Because there is no worry and concern about tazkiyah. And why there is no worry and concern about tazkiyah of the heart? Because the person does not even know what it means to have a purified heart. He doesn't know anything about tazkiyah. He doesn't know what tazkiyah actually means and how important it is. So the entire life, days will go past, weeks will go past, months will go past, years of the person's life will go past, without this heart gaining its correct nourishment of sincere tawbah, istighfar, dhikrullah, tilawat of the Quran, enjoying that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what we have done, we have given this nafs that nourishment of lazzat, of haram, of shahwat, of whims and fancies and egos and passions and vice and evil. But the moment the person, when it dawns upon him or her, that I need to live a pure life, I need to purify this heart of mine, I must make tazkiyah of my heart. And now the person makes a genuine effort in that direction. So we seek the guidance of a mentor, a true mentor, an alim who is going to guide us. So now when this happens, now the person is making every attempt to please Allah and not to please this nafs-e ammara. Still, the person will be prompted towards evil. But because he's sitting in the company of wa'az, nasihat, in that majlis where he's reminded of the nafs and the promptings of the nafs and shaitan, the person now is not as heedless as before. In fact, now the person is alert. The person is alert. He knows he will burn his finger if he commits this sin. He knows it will cause him damage and harm. He knows he will not feel good. And now, if khudana khasta, if he does slip and he does commit a sin now, after trying to make tazkiyah of himself via the guidance of a spiritual mentor, now when he commits that sin, he'll feel terrible. He'll feel miserable. Immediately he will resort to tawbah. Immediately he will go to istighfar. Immediately he will come away onto the musalla. He'll come into the masjid. He'll want to be in a good environment. He'll want to run away from that evil. And in fact, at times when he gets flashbacks of some many years he committed sins and he led a morbid life, and now after he's made tazkiyah of himself and he's feeling so good and he's feeling that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now when sometimes he gets flashbacks of some wrong that he did in the past, he feels nadamat and pain and regret. He feels so remorseful that how could I even do such a thing? All this is happening to him now because now he is concerned about the tazkiyah of his nafs. Ask ourselves, let us be genuine to ourselves. How many of us are really concerned about purifying our soul? Young and old. A young boy, young girl, they will enjoy the social media. They will keep on going to all those sites and going to those chats, Facebook and whatever it may be, in these WhatsApp groups. And they will continue enjoying themselves, gaining that lazzat, lazzat, lazzat. There is no khawf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no realization that one day I will pass away. I'll have to account for my sins in the akhirat. There is that whole realm of qabr, and I have to go into the qabr, and the angels will ask me questions. Then there will be the day of qiyamah. I will face my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimullahu ta'ala, very great sage of his time, alim, faqih, muhaddith. He was a contemporary of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi. If we read these people's biographies, really we feel these people were like angels. Day and night, they had taqwa, they were in constant zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimullahu ta'ala, it is reported that he used to have a little piece of paper in his pocket. And every now and then he removes it and he looks at it and he puts it back into his pocket. People were wondering what is written there. They didn't ask him. But one day it so happened that the piece of paper fell from his hand and somebody picked it up and they saw what was written. What was written on that piece of paper? He addresses himself. He says, Ya Sufyan, Uzkur wukufaka bayna yadillah. O Sufyan, ponder and remember and contemplate of the day when you will be standing before your Allah. Now all these things won't happen to us if there is no concern about tazkiyah, purifying our heart. The heart becomes clogged with gunas upon gunas upon gunas. But the moment we make tazkiyah, then Allah helps us. Allah guides us. Allah becomes ours. Allah makes a plan for us to now get the lazzat of His name. Now we will enjoy taking the name of Allah. Believe me, the person will feel so happy to come into the house of Allah. Our mothers and sisters will enjoy sitting on the musalla for hours. I just heard one talk of one alim, very great alim, and he had been mentioning something about the great-grandmother of Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya Rahmatullah. She was so pious, so engrossed in her ibadat, that you and I will feel, no, it can't be true. She would spend hours upon hours on her musalla, from tahajjud, right till fajr, continue till ishraq, till chash namaz, and at times, because she was so occupied, it would happen sometimes, everybody else in the house is busy, and they would forget even to give her food. And she never complained. And somebody asked her, she said, Alhamdulillah, with the dhikr of Allah, my stomach gets full. Where are we going to understand these things? These are far-fetched stories for us. We see these are fairy tales. My respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not asking too much from us. Allah is going to assist us. وَلَوْلَا فَضُّ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. None of us can make tazkiyah of ourselves except with the fadl and rahmat of Allah. It is only the grace of Allah upon us. It is only the mercy of Allah upon us that Allah gives us an opportunity of making tazkiyah of ourselves. What happens many times, perhaps we're coming for dhikr majlis and we make it some zikr, so we feel we are very good people. Person goes for hajj, he goes for umrah, and he gives some sadaqat, whatever good he may be doing. We read some yasin or some wazifa, some little bit of zikr here and there. And we feel I'm the most pious in my family. People call me Molana sometimes, Mufti Saab also. I feel very good. So we become deceived by the little good that we are doing, making us feel very pious. And we never ever contemplate on the other side of our life, the side we were doing wrong, gunas, vice, evil. Now this is what we need to ponder and reflect over now. That evil side of my life, I need to rectify it. I need to purify my life. I need to make tazkiyah of my batin. Just as I am so concerned about my outward appearance, if I'm going for a dawat, going for a nikah, with Eid day or Jumu'ah, I make sure my clothing is new, it is clean, I'm looking good, I'm looking handsome, my appearance is very good, I'm looking attractive. Like that we have to worry about the batin. It's just that we cannot see the batin. But the moment we change our direction towards good, then Allah Ta'ala makes us feel good when we do good, and Allah will make us feel bad when we do bad. And that's the meaning of the hadith. إِذَا سَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكَ وَسَاءَتْكَ سَيِّئَتُكَ فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٌ. When your good deeds gives you some happiness, some enjoyment, and when your bad deeds make you feel bad, you feel miserable committing sins, فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٌ. This is the yardstick to measure your iman. Now Rasul says you're a mu'min, you're a believer. But if our bad deeds are causing us no botheration, no concern whatsoever, we do as we please, then we've got something very, very serious to worry about. And that is the tazkiyah of our nafs. Allah Ta'ala grant me the tawfiq, grant all of us the tawfiq of having that concern and then making a genuine, concerted effort. What's the use going to the doctor and complaining to him? And say, I got this pain, everything. And you explain to him. And then he gives you a prescription. He tells you what to do, whether it's a diet, medication, he prescribes all the things to you, and you do nothing about it. Will the person become better? Never. So perhaps you took the one step, and you told the spiritual mentor, you told that alim, I've got these weaknesses, please assist me. So he tells you, okay, do this, don't do that. But we just heard, and now we feel, okay, I'm absolved of now this, whatever I'm doing, and now I'm already a buzruk, I'm a Sufi, and I joined this tazkiyah and tasawuf, and now I'm going to be very pious? No. We have to be concerned and worried about the tazkiyah of our nafs. I said, whether the person is a learned person, or person, ordinary person, whoever it is. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam himself mentioned, the Quran says, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Nobody can just deem himself to be free from any sin. Yes, Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they are ma'asum. But Yusuf alayhi salam is still saying that, listen, the nafsi ammara, it prompts you towards evil. Except that person whom Allah has mercy upon. And Allah will have mercy upon that person who is genuine, he is sincere, he takes those steps towards rectification and purification and reforming himself. So Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to realize the importance of tazkiyah, inshallah, on some other occasion. We will explain detail that how we make tazkiyah. What do we do? What's the first steps in tazkiyah? Allah grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہمارے خطاؤں کو معاف فرما يا الله help us to make tazkiyah of our hearts my Allah يا الله protect us from نفس أمارة my Allah يا الله grant us نفس مطمئنة my Allah يا الله forgive us my Allah ہمارے دلوں کو مصفى مجلى مزكى بنا اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها يا الله every single sin we committed my Allah in the past my Allah currently my Allah but sins we will commit my Allah forgive us completely my Allah اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين الله grant all of us عافية من الله الله give us عافية in دنيا وآخرة من الله الله grant us عافية سلامتي حفاظة عزة أمن چين سكون راحة protection معرفة قرب Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasideen, from the dhulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, give us hayat al-tayyibah, Ya Allah. Give us a peaceful life, my Allah. An enjoyable life in dunya, full of your itaat and obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Full of wahat with your ishq al-muhabbat, and the ishq al-muhabbat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us so much that we can spend on others for your sake, my Allah. We can help the needy and the poor and the orphans and the widows, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, time is moving so fast, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to prepare for maut and the life after maut, my Allah. Don't make us become so consumed by dunya and the glitter and glamour of this dunya, my Allah. Remove from our heart, Ya Allah, the love for dunya, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove from our heart anger, pride, jealousy, and all the spiritual maladies we have, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, my Allah, there are so many, Ya Allah. So many friends of ours, Ya Allah, they've got cancer, they've got other diseases, my Allah, and sicknesses, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, Ya Allah, grant each one of us, and all those who are sick, Shifai kamil, adil, mustaqir, da'im. My Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. You are a shafi, my Allah. Allah, grant all of them shifa, my Allah. Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Give us maut with iman, my Allah. Give us maut in Madina Sharif. Burial in jannatul baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, give us the holy kothur water from Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mubarak hands. Make us enter Jannat in the company of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, without any reckoning, without any hisab and kitab, Allah protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our wives, our children, our grandchildren, our friends, musallis, mutalliqeen, mashayikh, our students. Ya Allah, protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, may Allah. Ya Allah, make our children nek and salih, may Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, may Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما يا الله grant us اخلاص and مقبوليه ما الله all those requested duas answer their jais murad also حاضرين غائبين سب کی دعا قبول فرما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين